You walk along, your feet crunching on the gravel, peering into windows as you wander past. Nah, not that one. That's a bit too big. And the bells and whistles on that one, they look amazing, but no, not in the budget. Any second now, you think, that car salesman will be out here asking if I need some help. Do you know what you want? What you need in a new car? And how did you come to that decision? It seems when purchasing a vehicle, not everyone approaches it in the same way, and we're about to find out why. The results from an Australian First research project looking at the purchasing and buying habits of new vehicle customers has just been released, and I'm joined by Adrian Fox, Boyle Consulting's Business Development Manager. Hi, Adrian.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. Now, talk us through this research. How did you do it?
Well, what we did, Sarah, we approached automotive groups and asked them if we could research their client base and purchase vehicles off them to find out and investigate what were the driving factors and how they went about researching for their vehicles.
So what were some of the differences that you found across people?
Well, it's quite amazing, actually. There's quite a difference between demographics of both gender and age, and we researched these quite deeply, and we discovered that females are more likely to use social media and YouTube videos.
Right. That's amazing, because I was looking for a car last year and I did go to social media. I just kind of needed to crowdsource exactly what everyone else thought was the best idea. So you're saying that that's more of a female trait?
More of a female. They'll actually listen to friends and family and colleagues more so than males do. So males prefer fact-based research. So they'll go to the websites and look and drill down on a fact-based research method like a manufacturer's website or the dealership website, where the female may look for some sort of social media. Having said that, social media only ranked in at ninth in the research methods.
Oh, right. So it's not actually very popular at all.
Not overall, no. The first one, the highest one, is obviously, and we weren't surprised by this at all, it's actually visiting a dealership.
Mm.
But closely behind that came in the test drive. So the test drive is still very critical to us when we research for motor vehicles in this country, which tends to lean away from this idea that we're going to be buying cars online.
Yeah, of course. I guess you kind of need to know how it handles, what the seat feels like and all of those kind of things.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing here is the reality that most people want to touch, feel and experience the motor vehicle before buying it. And they'll use online tools to give them information about what the vehicle has, yet they still need that confirmation to drive the vehicle with the dealership.
Why do you think there is such a difference between men and women and how they approach researching their new car?
I guess that's a very good question. Why there is a difference? Well, we really don't know the answer to that. We just know that they are looking in different areas. They are researching differently to find that information. Is this something that's just because of the way we're wired? We don't know. And it's something we could look at in the future, perhaps.
Adrian, how about you? How do you go about looking when you're trying to buy a new car?
Well, that's a good question. I'm fortunately blessed to be in the car industry quite a bit, so I would simply go to the manufacturer that I prefer at the time, that has the model that I prefer, and then visit a local dealership.
How do you work out which one you prefer, though?
And just look at what your needs are, your true needs, your wants, and then your desires are, and look at your budget, obviously. And see what offerings are out there. The automotive industry has some magnificent offers on at the moment because the market's in decline on a year-on-year basis. So there's some really good buys out there for if you're looking for a new motor vehicle. And with our research, what it's showing us is people are looking around. People do go to more than one dealership before they buy. And they go to an average of 2.1 dealers each, actually. So most people go to one dealer and then another dealer to compare.
Hmm. Seems like a smart thing to do. And you mentioned the age of people can affect this as well. How are different people purchasing their vehicles?
Okay, so the older we get, the less likely we are to use any sort of online research. So 55-plus age bracket, only 22% of those will actually use an online research tool such as YouTube. Yet when you get down to, say, your 18 to 24-year-olds, not surprisingly, they're very tech-savvy, and they're at 47% in that area. Now, the middle bracket, say you're 25 to 34-year-olds, 70% of them will refer to their family and friends and to gain information on a vehicle that they may be considering. However, once you get over 35 years of age, up to 54 years of age, only 60% do that. So that's actually 59.9%.
Hmm.
So there is a difference. As you get older, you tend less to use the social media and less to use your friends and colleagues.
Maybe we trust ourselves a little more as we age.
I think so, yeah, yeah. And interestingly also, the test drive actually drops off in its appeal as well. So 18 to 24-year-olds, 100% of them value the test drive to be part of their buying process.
Hmm.
Yet a 55-year-old plus, only 71% value the test drive.
Wow, that's really interesting. I can't imagine buying a car without a test drive. But there you go.
Yep. I agree. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. You're on ABC Radio Brisbane. I'm Sarah Howells and I'm speaking with Adrian Fox. He is the Business Development Manager for Boyle Consulting, talking about what you look for when you're buying a new vehicle and what the research shows that might be a different way that you're looking at it compared to some other people. Now, as I said, last year I was looking for a car. I went to quite a few different dealerships. You're saying that on average people go to two. I think I blew that out of the water quite a lot. But when you're walking into a dealership, how much difference does the people that work there make on which car you buy?
Yeah, that is absolutely paramount. In fact, our research shows us that a professional sales consultant will rate as high as 57% in the reasons why you purchased the vehicle from that company. So the manufacturer or the dealer may have the right vehicle you want, but the actual individual, the human interaction, plays a huge part in that. And often we find with research like this that the sales consultant's always rating above 50%.
Do you think this research is going to be used a bit by car salesmen or their bosses to make them do a better job?
Yeah, absolutely. They're already looking at it as we speak. So, number one, the reason for buying from a dealership was the sales consultant, and then secondly was a good deal. But it's still that human interaction that we want when we purchase the vehicle that is paramount. But, of course, we're all looking for a good deal, and I'm sure dealers are prepared to do them.
Yeah, I've got to say I did walk out of a couple of dealerships, people who spoke to me quite differently because I was a woman and tried to sell me on something just because the car was white and that was the main selling point.
And yeah.
I had to walk out of that one. It was a bit too much.
And I think what this information does, what this research does is allow dealers to maybe check their processes and the way they're handling their customers and like you just described. And allow them to really recognise that male and females do things slightly differently and adapt their sales processes to suit.
Mm. What other indicators did you find that people purchase new cars a bit differently?
Actually, one of the areas that did pop up was the time frame to actually purchase the vehicle, so the decision-making time frame. So 61% of us will take less than 4 weeks to make that decision, which is not long, really, when you're considering the size of the investment that you're buying. But 61% of that 61% actually do it quicker than females. So 58% of females make the decision in less than 6 weeks. 4 weeks, sorry.
Yeah. Well, that is pretty quick. It took me longer than that.
Yeah, and we can understand that. And when we extrapolate the figures and look across the longer period of time, you've still got people taking more than 8 weeks. Over 17% of people will take more than 8 weeks to make their purchase decision.
So what does this research mean moving forward as we look for our new cars?
Well, for the consumer out there looking to buy a vehicle, it probably doesn't mean a great deal because they're still going to go about their process and look for a vehicle and go to different dealers. But as the dealer, what they need to do is recognise that people do take a set number of days or weeks before they make their decision and how they handle each individual client individually and adapt to the preferences of that client. So we know that they're coming to the vehicle or to the dealership for the vehicle, the brand, the product. The test drive is critical for them and the buying cycle has to be tailor-made to suit the customer. Not everybody's going to buy on the same day. And I take it you probably didn't buy on the same day from what you disclosed to me. So it's the same for most people.
Mm. And should we as consumers, do you think, be looking at different ways of researching the cars that we buy? I mean, if men are mostly looking online and women are mostly looking more to their friends, could we take something from the opposite gender when we're looking for our new car?
Well, as long as what you're looking at online is factual, because of the risk of things on certain media platforms not being totally true and correct of what the manufacturers offer, I don't see a problem with looking across a number of sites, but I think the best place for the true core information is the manufacturer or dealer websites, and then friends and family, of course, colleagues, ask them, ask the question, but also maybe go to two of the dealers that are selling the product you're interested in and gather as much information from a salesperson who's been trained on the product and knows the product and knows what offerings they have at the current time, because month-to-month manufacturers will change their offerings.
Mm. That's good advice and really interesting and worth thinking about when we're purchasing a car, or, of course, if we're working as a car salesperson, to really take those into consideration. Adrian, thank you so much for the chat.
Thank you, Sarah. It's been a pleasure.
Adrian Fox there, Boyle Consulting's Business Development Manager.